It's time to go full speed ahead with Michael Kelly. Each week, we take you inside all the big sports stories at USF from the perspective of the man who oversees the program, Vice President of Athletics, Michael Kelly.
It has been a great week at USF with some special events that we're going to run through here over the next 20 minutes or so with Michael Kelly. A new show every Friday. We had last weekend off. We'll explain why, because Michael was on the road with yours truly. But we are back and ready to go bull speed ahead, presented by Tampa General Hospital. Like I said, a lot of great events, and I know that Wednesday was National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and a event here specifically that is near and dear to a lot of people, and I guess turned out awesome, Michael, is the Stampede for Women.
Yeah, it was such a fantastic day to, February 1st is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Last year we started to the tradition of having a special luncheon just focused on our Stampede for Women initiative, and we had a great crowd last year. We were so pleased with it. We were able to announce our news of adding beach volleyball to our future plans, so that was a big news item there. The big news item and takeaway from this year's is the doubling of the crowd, the packed house at the corral that we sold out.
Wow.
And to just have the great speakers that we had, in terms of, we honored Betty Castor as the American Athletic Conference's honoree with all she's done, not only as our former president, but much early in her career when she was the Commissioner for Education for the state of Florida, back when Title IX was taking effect, and all the great things she did to kind of propel women's sports forward, and her continued initiative and drive and leadership with our Stampede for Women committee. But anyways, it was a magical day. Had great panelists from coaches, where Mitty McCord and Yalisha Jackson did a fantastic job kind of sharing the message, and then whole panels of great representatives from our women student athletes, female student athletes, including Tatiana Johnson. We had Megan Sheehan. We had Shania Benjamin was out there. Sarita from soccer was there as well. So just an amazing group of just sharing their knowledge and sharing their appreciation for what our donors do to make these opportunities possible.
I saw the video they put out with Tot from volleyball, and really impressed with Shania, of course, another local. You mentioned she. We love Sarita Thurton. That was pretty powerful, because it gave you a sense of them more as individuals, and I know you got sort of those stories and opportunity to share them yesterday. So does that, I mean, we tend to, some people look at, just occurrences on the court, wins, losses, how someone is as an athlete, not as much as a student athlete, as a person. An event like that really makes you understand fully how special many of these individuals are.
It does, and it's it gives everybody hope, because hopefully, when you show those videos, when those examples of our current student athletes were young girls, just realizing what sports might do for them, even in elementary school, and then now they kind of use that as a vehicle to their future, to be able to further their education, be able to potentially make a long-term career out of doing the sport that they love. And again, that's kind of the power of sports. They learn the intangibles about what can help them be successful in terms of work ethic, drive, teamwork, leadership, all the things you might expect. But to see it all kind of come together as a dream come true for them is really, really special. So really a lot of appreciation to everyone that was in attendance. Certainly on our end here in the athletic department staff, Abby Ritter does an amazing job of really keeping a focus on that day in and day out in terms of the fundraising aspect of it. But then obviously other administrators like Allie Roast, who helped put the event itself together, and then certainly Chris Pierce, our deputy and senior women administrator, and then Jody Libedisos, our senior associate AD, worked hand in hand to kind of always kind of keep that project and focus in mind. But leadership of all of those great women leaders and executives for our department making that happen was great.
And it's awesome that you mentioned it was a sold-out packed corral. And the timing is good, because there's a certain women's sports program that's doing pretty well these days. Mm-hmm. I happen to travel with them and be their play-by-play person, which I am very grateful for. Women's basketball, as we're recording this, trying for a 12th win in a row. Could be clinching a conference championship early, which is always a great thing, but what a season it's been.
Yeah, fantastic season so far. Obviously have continued to be undefeated at home with a good win over East Carolina on Tuesday night. I had the good fortune of being able to travel with the team last week when we went to Tulsa and continued on to Memphis, and just seeing that their focus on being the best team they can be, obviously still taking great pride in their academics and the great work that they do. But I'm just really pleased with that team in terms of the coaching staff chemistry, the way they relate to our student athletes, the genuine joy that our players seem to have, and then obviously just the competitive drive they have on the court to kind of be the best we can be. So let's keep following them. Let's build the crowd up. Glad to see that the national writers and coaches have recognized them to get ranked now. And if we can continue to strive toward our championship goals, hopefully we can really get the type of national seed we've been longing for and trying to earn for the national championship here in a couple weeks. So really, really, really pleased. Hope our fans look to come out. And particularly, I think it's February 18th where we have both teams in play that night. So I'd love to have everybody really focus and circle the opportunity to come watch our women's and men's team play again in the same night like we did on opening night back in November.
February 18th is definitely a date that should be circled on every calendar for USF. We'll get there in a couple of weeks, obviously, because when baseball and softball get going on. But we were just talking about some of the individuals that spoke at the Stampede for Women. And I normally wouldn't single somebody out on a team like this, but I have to in this case with Dulcie Fanke-Mengiadu. Again, somebody that if you just look at her as an athlete and what she's done, she's incredible. But what a person she is. You can't root for anybody more than you root for her. How she had a good year last year but wanted to work on some things and has just worked so hard and is a pleasure to be around and has now become the leader of the team. She is wonderful, and I think people need to know.
Yeah, Derek, you're exactly right, and you're around the team as much as anyone, and you get to see that day in and day out, and I think you can make a case like that for many of the mm-hmm. players on our team. But Dulcie in particular, like you said, already net honors from the conference 6 or 7 times already in the season, player of the week 4 times at least already, which is phenomenal and almost hard to fathom. you're right. What I love about it, she was already an all-conference caliber player coming into the year, but she worked and worked and worked. Even now that we're even in the midst of good season, I'll go over to the Yuengling Center a couple hours before the game, and I remember seeing her last time I was over there shooting free throws, getting a little extra work in before a game. Just that nonstop dedication to make sure that she does her role to the utmost. And not to mention, again, not only being a very good student, but in the summer before the earnest part of actual practice started, she worked in our athletic business office, was mm-hmm. not only being a pleasure to work with, but similar diligence to her ethic, always on time, always getting the projects done, and just an extremely well-rounded individual.
And yeah, as I'm just saying, I hate to single somebody out. I think of how she and Elena Chinecki, who happen to be the top two leading scorers on the team and in the conference, do a lot together and hang out. And then Sammy Puises, who they were kind enough to let score more of the points the other night, so they're even closer in scoring average. It's unbelievable what those three have done there right now as we tape this. 17.1 for Elle, 16.5. Right in the middle for Dulcie, and then 16.1 for Sammy Puises. They have been incredible.
Oh, incredible. And like you said, all great representatives of our university off the court. Sammy, just an unbelievable touch and did so well. And then even the other night when Elena isn't having the scoring night she wants, has, I believe, a career high or certainly a great night of assists and having six. So all coming back to that event, just a magnificent representation of our women's sports program, both the past, present, and then obviously it's all about raising dollars for the future, not only for the new sports that we're adding, but to improve the experience for our student athletes and every year at the thing we alluded to and kind of circle back some of the things we've talked back on this podcast already, but the improvement of every single women's sports locker room in this offseason, the new flooring and the new bleachers we put into the corral for volleyball, increased charters that we did to really help the travel aspect for our women's basketball team this year, which I think has more impact than people realize in terms of the efficiency and the time and the impact that can have on rest and being efficient is
I
so
can
helpful.
Attest.
So just to name a few of those things that kind of was able to elevate our student athlete experiences and in this case starting with our women's program. And it was fun to be able to speak at it. Not only again when you go through and you get to recognize all the coaches of our women's sports and see the different stage where they might be. They might be at the very top of recognitions, just like Jose Fernandez now being the tied for the all-time wins leader in the American Athletic Conference. You see with his and now has over 400 wins career-wise. You've got Ken Erickson with the over 1,000 wins. You've got such accomplished coaches like that, and then you've got some that are just starting like Mindy. You've got people that have led great ascensions like Erica Brennan and Eric Jenkins. You've got a former player that was a player for us last time he won a conference championship, and Jolene that's trying to elevate.
Right.
Christina going to conference semifinals last year. So everyone's got something you can point to say, hey, this team's on the rise, and just a great, great celebration.
It is a pretty cool time, and you just mentioned some of the names and teams. Track and field has begun. Nia Robinson, another new name, just set top 10 as far as nationally, but also second best long jump in school history. She was just named the AAC Field Athlete of the Week. And you mentioned Christina, whose women's tennis team is the other sport that just began with tennis, and they are playing at home this weekend against Florida A&M. Also on Wednesday, a very special night at the Yuengling Center, a very special time. And no, I'm not talking about the fact they beat East Carolina, although that was very cool for a season sweep, and it was great to see Tyler Harris continue to do his thing, and Jameer Chaplin, who actually has a tie to what we're going to bring up, and that is, even before the game, a tribute to just somebody that maybe Bulls fans either don't know about, didn't know about until this week, or kind of thought they did but didn't know the full story.
Yeah, and if you didn't know the story of Arthur Jones before this week, I certainly hope we do now, because it was a great opportunity to honor and recognize Arthur Jones, our very first black student-athlete here at USF, obviously a very prominent player on our men's basketball team early in the 70s. And as we approached the off season with Coach Gregory and Lee Butler and great input from lovers of our program like Joey Johnston and Jim Lighthall and others that have kind of just researched some things and said, hey, what can we do to kind of bolster things off the court and kind of surround some great theming days? And Jackie Grant obviously being a big part of that on our staff too. But it was just great. And we realized that, hey, just like we had the great basketball alumni reunion a couple of weeks ago when we beat UCF, we wanted to find a timely and an appropriate way to honor Arthur. And then we've got other great former greats coming up here in the next couple of weeks with Radenko Dobras, Charlie Bradley, Chucky Adkins. So again, trying to find ways to connect our great fans that have been with us for a long time to reunite with our program. But in the case of Arthur, to identify, find him in his hometown of Mulberry over the summer, recognize him and his family, and just to see the impact that it had of on his family and himself to be recognized last night was really, really special. We had him and the family come in early in the day. They had pregame meal with Coach Gregory and the staff. Then later on, he met with a handful of our student athletes before heading over to the game. And then obviously, we had a really, really great video that was done by our production staff and bringing it all together for the halftime recognition, where we gave him, President Law and I were able to present him with a letterman's jacket, and then and then for also his mom with the flowers and other things. And the amazing thing that you said, sometimes just things come together. Obviously, the first day of Black History Month, which makes it apropos, but you've got it was Arthur's birthday. I think he was 71 yesterday, and then it was his mother's birthday, who was 93 yesterday.
Come on.
He wears number 24. And then, as you mentioned a few moments ago, Jameer Chaplin, our current star guard, goes out and has his career high on a night, and then that's his number, of course, number 24. So how fitting all the way around, and like you said, to tie it up with a victory and a season sweep over East Carolina is a great, great thing for the Bulls.
Well, kudos to all the people that you mentioned, and I actually enjoyed keeping an eye. I don't always listen just to USF Bulls Unlimited. If the game's on TV, I'll peep the coverage that they're providing, and they really spent a lot of time on that, and they kept showing him in the stands, and you could tell he was getting emotional just being there. So I can only imagine how emotional it was for everybody else. And you just kind of alluded to it, since we won't have another podcast before, I do want to make sure people are aware of the next home men's basketball game, not just for the Radenko Dobras part, but that could be a big crowd, as the Bulls play a pretty decent team that they gave a challenge to up north.
Yeah, huge game next Wednesday night when we host Memphis. Obviously, we know we've won some games at Memphis in recent years. We've played some really great and entertaining games here at the Yuengling Center. And I know people love to come out and watch Memphis with good reason. Always got great talent. But with the Tyler Harris story of him trying to beat his hometown team, with our team being so close to beating them in Memphis back right around New Year's, it would be a great, great time. So, again, let's get out there, support the Bulls, and have a really, really special night next Wednesday night.
We said something else happened cool this week. We talked about the Stampede for Women actually on Monday night, something that maybe, again, not a lot of people know about. It was more in-house. It was for everybody in-house. Every student-athlete was able to attend the NIL Boost Symposium. I was actually able to witness it as the MC, but I was just like the option quarterback. I was handing it off to everybody else that knew what they were talking about. And, boy, did you have some great speakers, and it was well-received.
It was awesome. And, first of all, thank you for taking the time out of your day to coordinate the event and MC it. Derek, you were awesome, as always. But the folks, you got to understand, this is a big deal. So when you can, it's hard to get all 500 of our student athletes together on one night, and so we were able to identify this one. They were all there. They were all there eager to learn about more on things they can learn and do to basically start their business. We used to do so much as it relates to enhancing you and the Selman Mentoring Program, and it was all surrounded around how do you get ready for life after your sport. Well, now with the new things that happened last summer, that you can actually do things to basically have a business related to your name, image, and likeness now, it makes it that much more important. So we had great experts to not only tell them how to best sign up for opportunities in the NIL landscape. For instance, you know, as you mentioned, our program is called the Boost Program that we started, launched well over a year and a half ago with the influencer relationship that we have, the software company that really makes it very easy for both businesses to register and place opportunities for our student athletes to see, but also for our student athletes to register and get notified when opportunities arise. So that's a great marketplace that we call the Bull Market Exchange.
And awesome
that,
name, too.
Awesome name. Really good way to be able to do that. And then, you know, obviously the relationship with Adidas helps us, because now Adidas, with our relationship, gives all of their student athletes that they have relationships with an opportunity to serve as ambassadors for them. So our student athletes can sign up for that. And then another thing that both businesses, fans, and students alike can sign up for is our, you know, through the Fowler Avenue Collective. And that's obviously one that's kind of run outside with the only focus to try to match opportunities for fan engagement opportunities and for business opportunities to, again, help support our student athletes that that we want to continue to increase. So it was great for our student athletes to learn, those that haven't been actively involved, to kind of get that picture, know where they can kind of sign up and be ready for those opportunities. And then the rest of it was really quite educational, mainly to make sure we had Kelly Burns from our School of Advertising, Zimmerman School of Advertising here in at USF, which allows gave great lessons on personal branding. We had people from Influencer, from other great NIL-based companies that were doing a lot of financial advice and planning to them.
Important stuff. I was learning a lot.
Legal business.
Yes.
All the things that you have to be careful of, because the main thing, we want this to be the opportunity to get more benefits for our student athletes, but we don't want them to get hurt or taken advantage of. So you've got to just provide that education. And they were soaking it in like a sponge, taking great notes. We provided great resource guides that were allowed to. And I just really emerged from that night really excited and really pleased that our student athletes were able to get that much information to be able to hit the ground running this the rest of this semester.
It was good to see the national experts that were brought in, and they were very engaging. And then from a local perspective as well, Carlton Rice, Lee Butler, and others were making sure that everyone sort of understood the opportunities that are there. But I got to point out one guy, because there was a little bit of a mock interview with one of the national types trying to sell him on would you take him as a client, that kind of thing. And Mike Lofton from the football team, first of all, I didn't know he had his own chant. Everyone starts saying, Mike, Mike, Mike. And he was hilarious. I mean, that was, again, we talked about some of the female athletes that people don't know about, but he's got character about him.
Yeah, Mike was very poised up there. And I was pleased that he asked good questions, because in the it was a mock interview to kind of see if that's someone you'd want to hire to represent you. And he seemed to think that the percentage commission being offered was a little high by the actor involved. But so good for him. Good lesson learned for all of us. And just appreciate all the partners. And as you mentioned, under the leadership of Lee Butler and Carlton Rice and all of the staff of the Enhancing You program, they worked really, really hard for months and months to get that put together. And I was impressed with how flawless it went. And, again, necessary step. But just another reminder about NIL's here. NIL's here to stay. It's a great opportunity for student athletes. We want them to prosper with it. And so both themselves and the businesses alike have the opportunity to make their overall experience better, both through the Bull Marketplace Exchange and then also the Fowler Avenue Collective.
And for those who may be hoping to help out a Bull, there are a lot of candidates out there as far as having the personality, and we got to see some of that there. Although one thing that you can help me with, as you know, I'm an audio guy. That was my first time using the clicker, and obviously I was not good at that. So people that just see someone that's doing a speech and the slides behind you are just moving like that's not me yet, but maybe one day
You'll get there.
Well, that is going to wrap up this episode of Bull Speed Ahead. As I said, looking ahead to a couple weeks from now, everything's going to be going on at once in the spring, and we look very much forward to it. As always, Michael, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Go Bulls.
For almost two decades, Tampa General has been named one of the nation's best hospitals by U.S. News and World Report. This year in seven specialties,
ear, nose, and throat, diabetes and endocrinology, gastroenterology and GI surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, orthopedic surgery, pulmonology and lung surgery, and rehabilitation. Tampa General Hospital. Other hospitals practice medicine. We define it.